Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
I want to give the shout out to the farmers out there too, North Queensland too. They've been going through some tough times, so help them far and wide, yeah.
Yeah, well said, Del. So we get underway, Triple M rocking the footy for Ream, Australia's favourite. And McLean brings it out for the North Queensland Cowboys and 15 out from his own line when he plays at centre of the field on tackle one. And Granville left side we go now to Taumalolo. Runs straight into Mago, and Mago and Thaiday pull him down 20 metres short of the halfway. It's tackle two. Granville left side to Thumper Scott. And again, Mago is the tackler, 15 his own side of the halfway line. The Cowboys play it to Granville. Now back toward the centre again, and this is Cooper. And he stops just short of the halfway line on tackle four. Granville, Scott, Taumalolo, and Thurston. We go out the clip, and he's dropped it. I tell you what, it bounced awkwardly and knocked on. Cowboys can't get through the first set. Young Jake Clifford drops the ball. Oh, that could have been dangerous if that could have bounced right up into a Broncos player's hands.
Yeah, Shibasaki, in his debut game, was almost gifted 4 points off a drop ball by a young Clifford. If it bounced the other way, he was away and no one was in front of him. So that's a fortuitous bounce for the young Cowboy.
Well, these two young boys are in that under-20s origin. Clifford, I think, was man of the match and he was the centre there, young Emmett. So the boys are coming together tonight.
Nil all, 1 minute and 15 seconds gone as Triple M rocks the footy for Ream, Australia's favourite. McCulloch this time goes right side. So here is Shibasaki, who takes it forward, and he almost breaks through, and he'll play at 15 his own side of the halfway line. Gets up and plays it back to McCulloch, and then it comes back in field, and they'll play it about 15 metres inside the Cowboys' end on tackle two. So it's the Broncos on the attack, McCulloch, and then it comes out to Thaiday, and Thaiday charges onto the ball.
Good run.
Oh, he's only nine out, so they're right on the attack now. Broncos centre field tackle three. McCulloch goes left, and now Milford goes back to the middle, gets a pass away to Mago, who almost gets through. Couple of metres out from the Cowboys' line on tackle four. McCulloch is there, and back to the centre is Milford, and he gets a pass away. Good strong defence there on Mago. A couple of metres out, though, it's from the Cowboys' line. A penalty's gone to the Broncos right in front of the sticks here. So what do? Do they take a shot at goal?
I'd keep the pressure on, I would, but I think they might be taking the two. Last week they didn't start like this against the Bulldogs, so might take the two. That was off and Gowie there. Nice run, real strong, good intent.
That's all right, ball's
here,
mate.
So the Atkins and Goff, the referee.
Come on, Broncos, make up your mind.
Got these women in league outfits on Fedding, and they look like a lawn bowls team.
Here we go, they're taking the two. After all that time, you'd want to take the two.
Well, they're right in front of the posts, so it's a sitter here, and Friday's just having a chat with the referees about it. I think he's questioning here, Del, the pressure in the football.
Oh, it's floodgate.
Yeah.
Brady, who's Tom Brady.
Floodgate. So we're going to have a shot at goal here, it would seem. And still, we've got 2 minutes and 55 seconds. We've got Broncos, Cowboys, nil all. And finally, a boy arrives with a tee.
Yeah, really good start there from the Broncos. You could just tell the intensity tonight compared to last week. Obviously, Anzac Stadium, there was only 5,000 or 6,000 people there. And that's an experience for a lot of these young Bronco players, understanding. You know, the local derby, it's pretty... It's cutthroat, you know. You sort of want to win it. And even like Thurston, he'd love to do nothing more than to spoil the Broncos party here.
Jermaine Osaka got the ball here at the 2 minute mark.
Yeah, it's.
That's 1 minute 20.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah.
That we're waiting for him to have a shot at goal. We're waiting for a kicking tee?
A kicking tee came. He sent it back. Now he's got another one. We also had an issue with the pressure of the ball.
Come on. This is not park footy.
What was it? The ball gate? What was it called? It wasn't floodgate. No, it was
deflate gate.
Deflate gate. I like ball gate. Let's have ball gate. We all agree on ball gate.
Oh, you love me. Yeah.
Or tee gate, maybe.
It was Tom Brady, so.
All right.
Mate, even you could kick this out.
Oh, of course floodgate. I could. In me slippers when I go out to put the bins out.
Oh, please. You know.
Someone tweet us and see what it was.
Yeah, at @MMNRL. There's Jermaine Osaka right over the black dot. It was actually Deflategate, if I remember correctly.
Oh, you just Googled that.
That's our statistician, David Middleton's red-headed stepbrother, Trevor, who's just come through with a stat.
Oh, yeah, Trevor.
We're back at the halfway line. It's Broncos 2, Cowboys 0 as Triple M rocks the footy Mitsubishi Triton scoreboard. And so the Cowboys take a casual walk back to halfway. We've got the pressure in the ball sorted. We've got the tees sorted. And we could have probably sorted that out before the game, but no pressure. No pressure, anyone.
Go, boys.
And referee says, Atkins says, are we all ready to go? We've had 10
feels
minutes.
Like, feels like we've seen two tackles in this game.
I know.
It's been going 4 minutes.
There's the traditional Kyle Felt kickoff up and high, taken on the full. And so the Broncos again bring it out from their own end with Offa Hengawe, who will play it about 12 metres out. Thumper Scott's got him, and so too McLean. McCulloch at dummy half, and now they go up that right side of the field. That's the skinniest 10 metres I've ever seen in my life. But it's the Broncos who have it 10 metres out. Now McCulloch at dummy half again, comes back into the traffic, and 1, 2, 3 tacklers on this kid Mago, who we haven't seen a lot of, and he'll get up and play it back about 20 short of the halfway line. Now Thaiday goes out to Nikarima. It's an ordinary pass, but Nikarima almost gets through, and he throws a speculator too, picked up by Shibasaki. He gets out of a tackle, goes at Wallace, and eventually pulled down 15 short of the halfway line. 5 gone Broncos, 2. Neil McCulloch is there at dummy half again. Now Thaiday, Scott's got him, McLean too. Up toward the halfway, they've had all the ball though, the Broncos. Here's McCulloch on the last, outside the 40, Milford kicks. Straight downtown she goes. Will it pull up in the in-goal? Yeah, it will.
Beautiful kick.
Yeah, it will. And it's picked up in that in-goal area by Kyle Felt. Gets a pass back to Tamari Martin, who'll play it 5 out from his own line. So Cowboys finally have the ball, Del.
Yeah, really nice work there from the Broncos. Just put it back in that pocket, and now a real good kick chase. And look at them. They're all over on the Broncos at the moment. The Cowboys are going to have to give it a tumble to get out of here.
Now, the ball's taken forward, and it's Felt with the ball. He's taken by Alex Glenn, and so too Offa Hengawe. Plays it back to Granville. There's been a little bit of nonsense there.
Yep.
I think he's knocked it on Kyle Felt. He has. 10 out from his own line. Kyle Felt knocks it on. Broncos go on the attack again.
This is the frustration of the Cowboys this year. Like, when you think they're going to do something, they just make those simple mistakes.
Yeah, they were measuring the pressure of the ball.
Yep.
And Cole Felt should know better.
Yeah, they are pressuring the air, testing the air pressure in the ball. Luckily, this old bloke's got an air pressure thing, and he just so happens. He's one of those old blokes that if you said to him, have you got a bottle opener, he'd say yes.
You go, hold on, mate, just sip. If you've got a... Yeah, whatever. A penknife, a Swiss arm, a texter.
Sorry, MacGyver.
Nikarima and Darius Boyd. Here's James Roberts. He almost cuts through, and he's chopped down by Linnett. And so too, 10 metres out, he'll get up and play it back. McCulloch goes short, then comes open. Back toward the centre, McCulloch still going. And Granville eventually stops him, but they're only 2 out. 6.5 gone, they lead 2-0 the Broncos. Thaiday at dummy half, Offa Hengawe now with the ball. Inside the 10, he goes. He goes for the line, and they stop him. 1 metre out, just to the right-hand side of the upright. Played back to McCulloch, and now Nikarima goes left and gets it away to Milford. Milford still going. Clifford's got him. O'Neill helps. He's 10 out, though, on tackle 4. Glenn's at dummy half again. Here come the Broncos back toward the centre, and this is Mago. Mago's taken by Granville and Thumper Scott, and the defence somehow hold him up. Last tackle there, 5 out. Great defence, Cowboys. McCulloch, right side. Nikarima, right hands off, goes on his own, then pops one out the back. Who's got it? It's picked up by a Cowboys player, I think you'll find. Kane Linnett has it. And they almost got lucky there, the Broncos, but the Cowboys have the ball.
Yeah, great little work by Nikarima, a little dummy. All he needed was somebody following him in as he went to the line on the, I think it was the last tackle. They expected him to run it, and he almost got out of the line. But
Peter was there, yeah.
A ball went, and they compounded it with a penalty to relieve all the pressure.
Coates Hire replay shows the boys what's happening there. Coates Hire, get on board. If you want to hire anything, call Coates Hire 13 15 52, but take it back. I know that some of our boys go to Coates Hire and get pumps and bloody things to make concrete and God knows what, and then Coates Hire ringing looking to, when's he going to bring it back?
That's more MG and Joe's, not me. Probably Tony Squires.
Here's Taumalolo. What would Tony Squires want with something from Coates Hire? He's too fancy. Now Granville goes across to Clifford, and then up the guts they go through Cohen Hess. And he's going to play it just inside the Broncos' head. 8 gone, Broncos 2-0 as Triple M rocks the footy. Now the ball comes across to McLean. He gets out of a tackle, goes again, Big Jordan, pushes his way out of another one. Turns to pass, taken by Glenn, gets up and plays it back to Granville. They're only 30 out, here's Thumper Scott. Left side, Tamari Martin, back in field to Gav Cooper. And 20 out from the Broncos' line. This is better stuff from the Cowboys in their fancy pink jumpers. Left side Granville, Tamari Martin puts a neat little kick in. Gideon Gallimosby chases through and says, giddy up, boys. That's going to be a try.
Well, Gideon Gallimosby, we know he's a try-scoring freak. The boy from the Torres Strait Islands. There's a couple of those boys out there tonight, and they love scoring tries. They have for the Interest Cup, and this kid here, we've seen him in the nines. Gideon, mate, he's waiting for that kick. Nice kick there by Martin. And look at the speed he showed. Mate, he didn't get the right bounce, but he pulled up enough to jump back and get that ball. The Broncos really should have covered that ball there, AMG. But nice kick from Tamari Martin.
Fantastic set move from the Cowboys. Jonathan Furstin ran to the open, looked like he was going to get the ball, and they went to blindside, where Tamari Martin put a beautiful kick in for about 11, 12 metres out, and simply Mosby just mowed it to the try line and put the ball down. Really, really easy, and worrying signs for the Broncos. But it was a very, very good move.
Great kick.
From the Cowboys.
Play, yeah.
Everything was executed to the nth degree from the Cowboys. Well done.
Mitsubishi Triton scoreboard. Cowboys 4, Broncos 2 as Triple M rocks the footy and the Nicorette quickness kick predictor 77%.
Well, you can see how much what this local derby means, but also the position that the Cowboys are in, because the whole Cowboys just showed there on
they're up.
Yeah, they're up. Paul Green,
yep.
The energy's up. So they know how important this is. They want to get off the bottom of the ladder.
Yep.
Here's Jonathan Thurston. And 4 from 5 last week against the Roosters. Cowboys lead 4-2 with 10 minutes gone. Here's Jonathan's kick. It's coming back in nicely like it's on a radio control. Cowboys 6, Broncos 2. Tweets coming in thanks to 4 and 20 at @MMNRL. Mark the Truckee from Wallumbye says, hi, guys, have a great call. This game's going to be close. This game's going to be, what does it say? This game's going to be tighter. This game's going to be tighter than Wendell's shirt. I love that. That's nice, Mark the Truckee.
Good on you, Mark.
Gives a hot dog, brother.
Back to the halfway line we go.
Yeah, rubber duck.
And the Cowboys get the first try of the game.
There is some suggestion that Mosby could be the fastest in the competition if he played first grade.
Oh, mate. There has been, but Josh Adokar. Geez, I'll be back at Josh Adokar every day of the week.
All right, boys. Cowboys with the ball again. Back toward the 10 they go, and it's McLean who's taken by Thaiday. And Granville gets into dummy half again. And, of course, those tweets are thanks to 4 and 20. Anytime's good time for a nice, hot 4 and 20. Chow down on one for dinner tonight. This is Tau Malalo. He'll get up and play it back to Granville. And then the ball comes across. Oh, this is not. What's this?
You can't read that. Okay. Weasel from Weasel. The gong. Weasel from the gong.
Now, this is Cooper. He goes up toward the halfway
Weasel
line.
Weasel by name, weasel by nature.
Weasel says he's listening while he's on the toilet, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's Thumper Scott. I'm glad that we can sort of encourage that within you there. Play back to Granville at dummy half. He goes left on tackle 5. Back to Martin to Cooper. Now Cooper kicks. Here comes Gideon Gelamosby again. But Darius Boyd is there to clean it up. And he'll play it 5 metres out from the Broncos line.
I like this from the Cowboys. I don't know why they haven't done this earlier in the year. What they're doing is they're getting Jonathan Thurston on the open. And they're going to blind. And they're running the ball the last. I love what I'm seeing.
Here's Corey Oates.
They have to change it up.
Yeah.
They've been playing.
Corey Oates is 15 metres out, played back now to Boyd, and then it's been sent back toward the middle. But again, Thumper Scott is there too, and Cohen Hess. And the Broncos will get it up and play it back now. It was off Ngawi. Then it goes out to McCulloch. Then it goes out to Milford. Milford gets a lovely little pass away. And look at the pace on Alex Glenn. He's gone right through. He gets the 30, gets a pass away to our new kid, Shabasaki, who get up and play back. 21 metres. Why are you laughing, Del? Glenn comes back across to Milford. Right side of Coaster Boyd. Darius Boyd steps inside, gets it back to Milford. We go out right, and Cody Nicarima knocks it on. So that's the end of that. Cowboys 6, Broncos 2.
A really nice play there for the Broncos down that left-hand side there, and the double pump there, and the short ball there from Anthony Milford to Alex Glenn. Alex Glenn looks left, looks right. He takes the fullback on there. Nice work there. And then all of a sudden, the young kid there, who was it?
Shibasaki.
Shibasaki. And they try to get the ball going to the right there. And as he comes back under, he drops the ball.
All right, 6-2.
That's a big chance, Blaine.
Yeah, Gammon.
12 minutes gone in the game as Triple M rocks the footy. Here's Linnett now. Linnett's taken by some good, strong Broncos defence right around the ankles there as Cody Nicarima. And now Granville gets in a dummy half as Triple M rocks the footy. Now Tau Malolo straight into them. Glenn's there again, and so too off of Hengawe. Good defence from the Broncos as he gets up and plays it back. Granville goes across to Clifford, and then it goes out to O'Neill and Felt. Felt steps inside one, gets out of the Milford tackle, goes toward the centre, and he'll play it just inside the Broncos half on tackle 4. And from that play, the ball, it's Granville again. Back it comes to Tau Malolo. Then Thurston out the left side. Offloads down to Tamari Martin. Then Linnett. Here goes Kane Linnett. But he can't get past James Roberts. So about 31 metres out, he'll play it back to Cooper. It's a last tackle. Thurston kicks in over their head and into the in-goal area. Osako has to tip it over the dead ball line. So they'll get another set of 6 here, the North Queensland Cowboys. Tyre Power shot clock is on. Where's this been all year, MG?
Oh, it's enterprising, isn't it? They're throwing all caution to the wind, and I love what I see. Jonathan Thurston on the last tackle, a beautiful deft kick. Inch perfect in the goal area. Osako has to play for the ball. And we've got to watch the, almost into the steel barrier then. But that was on the back of another thundering run from Jason Taumalolo.
Look at Thurston, he's pumped up. It means something to the boys tonight.
Yeah.
But it's a different style
they play with
tonight. Yeah, it is, mate. Local derbies, you know what that's like,
yep.
MG.
Yep.
Right, so up our shot clock's on, boys. 5-4-3. Cowboys 6, Broncos 2.
1, bang.
Rocks the footy. Wendell, MG and Maroon, your call team tonight. Thurston has it 40 out and gives it to Scott, who charges into them. Oh, I tell you what, he took Margo, tried to take him on, and they'll both come out of that looking for a Bex and a good lie down. Granville gets in there to dummy half left side to McLean, and again Margo, the big beast, and McCulloch around his legs, and they'll pull him down, but they're only 19 out now, the Broncos. Referee, the Cowboys get a penalty here though. From 20 out, they might have a shot at goal here.
You know what? They shouldn't, because they've been doing that for the last few weeks. Yep. Doing two or three penalties per half. It's gotten nowhere.
Put the pressure on them. Yeah, they're going for it.
They're going to have a shot at goal here. It's Jonathan Thurston. Points to the sticks. And
it's been quite entertaining, boys, too.
Yeah.
I like
yeah.
Both teams are throwing it around.
So that means Mosby goes to the left wing. We haven't really discussed where he fits in the play. And O'Neill went to the right centre after being named on the right wing. Left wing. And that's when, in that defensive, the Broncos made that big break up the field. That's where young O'Neill was caught napping a bit, because he's been playing on the wing, hasn't he, Dill?
Yeah, he has.
But he's an origin centre.
Yep.
Cowboys 6, Broncos 2 on the Mitsubishi Triton scoreboard. Big weekend. Oh, it's a big weekend for rugby league on Triple M. We've got the Saturday Triple M NRL, then we'll have that Penrith game for you, which will be interesting either way. At 3 o'clock Saturday arvo, then we back it into Sunday Triple M NRL and a couple of big games on Sunday. So right across the back end of the season, into your finals, into your grand final, Triple M have got it all on the station you're listening to right now. Cowboys 8, Broncos 2 as Triple M rocks the footy, and we go back to the halfway line again with the Cowboys a clear 6-point lead. And some of the stats at the moment, well, the Broncos have only completed 2 of 4 sets, and they've had a lot less ball than the North Queensland Cowboys on the Makita stats as we get back to the halfway line once again.
It's about what you do with the two, Maroon. Like, at the moment, the Broncos, I know that they want to go wide and they want to throw it around, but you've got to do the tough stuff first.
There's the kickoff. Now, we might have some news on that game tomorrow night. A Rabbitohs player has pulled out. Cameron Murray's the man. He's an off-the-bench player for the Rabbitohs.
Good player, too.
Tough player. Plays above his weight.
Now the ball comes across to Taumalolo, who's about 20 metres out from the Cowboys' line. Now Granville goes to thump a Scott up the left side of the field. Ooh. And again, it's off of Hengawe and Nikarima that stop him. And again, Granville. Short side this time for Gav Cooper. Cooper is taken by Young Fifita. 15 short of the halfway line and 10 in from touch. They keep going that short side. Now Granville again almost gets through, but they stop him just inside the Broncos' end of the field. Now Thurston didn't get a great pass. Puts a little kick straight down the middle. Picked up by Darius. 10 metres out from his own line and straight back at him. And he's dropped the ball. Picked up by Taumalolo. Taumalolo's almost away. He is in fact away. Over the 10 goes the wrecking ball. And he dives over for an easy North Queensland Cowboys try. And then we're going upstairs. We're going upstairs. Let's have a listen for Pizza Hut.
I have a try. Please confirm that's only a knock-on from Darius Floyd when he loses possession, please.
All right, we're just checking, but it looked to me on the Coates Hire replay like just a clean knock-on, Dell, from Darius Boyd.
Yeah, when Darius, mate, brings it
Darius
back.
Darius Boyd runs 10 metres, which places all players onside.
Runs into Clifford and Tia Martin. Good hit by young Martin, and the ball just comes out.
It was a great tackle.
Yeah, it was. Two of the lightest players on the field. Mate, actually young Clifford who put the shot on him, even though Martin stood his ground there.
Is Tomolo offside? No.
No, that's fine. That's play on. He just loses the ball there, boys. And that try, that's perfect. Just award it, and as he has. The ref on
field. So loose carry by Darius Boyd.
This will
be play on.
Okay. There it is. Ribs versus wings for Pizza Hut. And it's dropped. It's picked up by Taumalolo, and he...
Oh, look at the Sarko. He's just going, oh, no. Oh, yeah. No. The beast. Help me. Help me. And it comes out. As it comes out, it goes backwards.
Jason Taumalolo takes possession of the ball.
Oh, uh-huh. He goes.
And going through to the grounding.
Oh, here comes the hole.
Why is it? Sarko misses him. Milford slips over.
I would too.
Yeah. and then he tries to rake the ball out, but that's no good. He's home.
Jason Taumalolo grounds the ball. We have a decision.
Cowboys have gone over again. They lead the game 12 points to 2. Well, again, the Broncos, if they lose and the Tigers win, the Tigers will be 2 points. And the Broncos next week have South. That's a try.
What?
Mitsubishi Triton scoreboard. Cowboys 12, Broncos 2, 17 gone.
I was watching an interview with Jason Tamalolo through the week, and he's telling you about what he likes to eat and what he likes to do before a game. He said, I like to sleep until about 11 or 12 o'clock and then get up and have a little bit of a feed and then play with an empty stomach. And as soon as the game's over, that's green light.
Yeah. Oh, mate, that's what you call unleashing the beast.
Yeah. 12 points to 2.
I can't wait to see Tevito Pengai Jr. come on and play against this guy, because they are very much similar players.
There. With a bit of mix of Sonny Bill in there too.
Yeah.
Nicaret quick miss kick predictor at 92%. And just to correct something I said earlier, it's actually Campbell Graham who is out of the Rabbitohs team tomorrow. So I beg your pardon on that. Graham. So
who comes in?
He's a winger.
Well, yeah. He's a winger.
Good young winger too.
And Braden Burns comes in.
Oh, yep. Burns has been doing a good job in the lower grades.
Cowboys now lead the Broncos 14-2 in this particular game. The Mitsubishi Triton demo drive is now on. See your local Mitsubishi dealer today. Get in there and take one for a burn. Get outside and do some donuts. Get it down to the local park and do some circle work if you like.
Mate, looking at this young... you're looking at Granville now. Granville was the original sort of quick dummy half before Cook came along.
Yeah.
Everyone's going, you know, we haven't seen anything that quick since, you know, Granville, when he had those couple of real good years, and then Cook's taken to the next level.
Okay, so now we go across now for the Cowboys, who have, well, at the moment they lead the game 14-2, 62% of the ball, and they have it now 25. They completed it 100% last week and lost the game, so... As you say, Del, stats don't tell us everything. Granville left side thumper Scott.
Good ball.
Straight into him, gets a little ball to Cooper. Oh, he gets up to go again. Asako flopped down on him. He'll play it back to Granville. Now thumper Scott again, who charges back into him. And this time Lodge, who's on the field, will play it just inside the Broncos' end of the field. Tackle 4. And McLean goes across, gets it away to Thurston. And Thurston slips on his own 2 feet. That's where we'll stop. 10 metres in the Broncos' end as Triple M rocks the footy. And he'll get up and play it back. Comes across now for Tamari Martin to put a massive kick up in the sky. Pressure for Corey Oates. Takes it beautifully. And there was a Broncos player getting his thigh, his upper thigh, his very far upper thigh.
Getting it. Pengler Jr. was.
Yeah.
Before he was even taking the field.
Yeah. It's not a good sign. Also, Corey Oates. That's Corey Oates' first
touch.
Yeah.
Played back now to Shibasaki. And so the ball is with the Broncos, courtesy of Asako. And then it comes across to Lodge, who drops it, and it's picked up by Thumper Scott. Back to Taumalolo, and Taumalolo will be taken by McCulloch and Lodge, and he'll play it 25 metres out from the Broncos' line in centre field.
Oh,
so they go on the attack again. The Broncos turn the ball over again. Now the ball comes across to McLean. Now 2 from 6 sets completed for the Brisbane Broncos. 19 out in centre field, Granville. Comes across, gets it away to Thurston. Right side we go to Cohen Hess, who's 10 metres out. Offa Hangawi's got him, and so too Glenn. He's only 10 metres out. Gets up and plays it back to Granville. Back to the centre he goes. Gets it away to Taumalolo. To Mari Martin. Yep. Oh, it's been intercepted by James Roberts.
Here we go.
Roberts is away. He's over the 30. He's over the 40. The Jets away. He's going to score. One end of the other. James Roberts brings it around and plonks it down right out of the post and puts the Broncos back into the contest.
Wow, they needed something. They needed something, the Broncos.
No, no, I'll tackle 0. I have a try.
That's a try for day of the week, boys.
Please confirm James Roberts takes clean possession of the intercept.
The Jet has just set sail just off Townsville there. He's heading over Magnetic Island.
Yeah, well referee says a try. Is there a hint of a knock on there?
Actually, he could have hit it off his right hand into Kane Lynette's shoulder.
Yep.
So you know what? This might be no try, boys.
Okay, well, it was funny, Wendell, how many times he juggled it, but he still had the speed to launch himself right away from them.
Yeah, but because Kane Lynette's arm's in there, it just depends when he touches it. If it's come off Lynette and then come back to him, that's going to be no try. So we're looking on the replay. You can't really tell.
No, you can't go against the ref there.
Yeah, there's not enough to overturn that, I don't reckon.
No.
Well, the referee's awarded a try. We heard that on the Pizza Hut mic there.
If he's touched it, he's got a fingernail to it, if anything.
So this should be a try to James Roberts, we think, who ran about 80 metres there to score.
With ease.
The camera just can't slow the ball in enough to see if there's been a deviation off his hand, but that angle there,
After looking at all angles, we have insufficient evidence to determine whether the ball comes into contact with James Roberts into the net. We are playing on.
Fair enough.
I agree. That's what I want from our refs now.
James Roberts then takes possession cleanly.
Oh, well, I tell you what, just... Gideon Gilamosby didn't get near him, boys.
No.
That was MG's call.
Del told me before the game.
I tell you what, Gideon Gilamosby did not get near him.
No, he didn't.
James Roberts grounds the ball in the in goal. We have a decision.
All right. Now, Kate, car lovers, it was like watching an HSV Senator against a Toyota Cressida. And James Roberts goes over right under the post. And the Cowboys now lead 14-6 on the Mitsubishi
And the Broncos needed that. It was an opportunistic try, and they needed that, didn't they?
That was totally against the run of play. And they kept coming down the left-hand side of the Broncos because they probably identified Jimmy the Jet as a bit of a defensive deficiency. But when he gets the ball in his hands with open field, there's no stopping him.
But also, for young Gideon Mosby, you've got to chase to the end.
Yeah.
That's what you look for in a player. If you have a look at the first ins and you have a look at all these good players in and around the game, they always chase, even if they can't get there.
Yep.
It's not a good trait just to say, I'm going to save my energy.
Yeah, James Roberts will come round and put this right under the post. Nicorette quick miss kick predictor's got him at 99.9. Jermaine Asako, Cowboys 14, Broncos 6. They hit back with a intercept try to James the Jet Roberts. Asako adds the goods. It's 14 points to wait as Triple M rocks the footy for Ream Australia's favourite.
Only their third, 3 from 7 sets. Obviously, they didn't have the ball then, so the Cowboys have completed 8 from 11 and playing really well. And that could be a little bit of obviously it is a downer for them because it was an intercept try the length of the field, but I hope they keep going the playing the way they are there. They're playing with a different kind of zest.
They're playing expansive, and they're going outside their structure, which is what you want to see. They've really got nothing to lose, you know. They're at the bottom of the table, along with the Parramatta Eels.
Now back to the halfway line. Women in League Round 2, remember that across the weekend, the wonderful part that women play in our wonderful game more and more every year, which is tremendous. And the Cowboys have this lovely shade of magenta into the jumpers, which looks fantastic. Boyd gets the pass away to Lodge, and the Broncos have the ball.
That ball swung away again. He's got that knack of making it swing away, Cole Felton.
The ball comes across now for the Broncos through David Fifita, and he'll play back now to McCulloch, and McCulloch comes across now for Sims, who's on the field. Sims is taken by Cohen Hess. Bolton's got him too, and so too McLean. So it's been a good quality game as we approach the 22-minute mark. Rugby League on Triple M is always thanks to Ream, built for Aussie conditions with the latest technology. When it comes to water heating, install a Ream. You know what Wendell says, if he can't shower in the Ream hot water, he'll lick himself clean like a pussycat. Now they're just inside the Cowboys' end. Back from McCulloch on tackle 5. Big high kick. It comes down and taken by Kyle Felt. Beautiful take. Gets up to go again, but he's taken by Shibasaki.
Corey Oates has hurt himself. She's come through flying. As he's come through flying, Kyle Felt drops. And Corey Oates, not in a good way there.
We'll keep an eye on that. Oh, look, Jonathan Thurston puts a little kick out to Gideon Gilamosby, who knocked it back, went back for it. And then he's taken the tackle. Asako's got him. Or has he knocked it on, the Gideon Gilamosby man?
He knocked it on.
And so Gideon Gilamosby's now knocked it on. Corey Oates is down, injured. He's favouring his left leg. Broncos supporters, Corey Oates favouring the left knee, I would say, in fact. Would you go with that, Del?
Yeah, I would 100% go with that, mate.
It looks like he's Jonathan Thurston, a really uncharacteristic kick from him.
I like what he's thinking, but, mate, you've got to go for that.
20 metres out on his own quarter line.
Yeah. Mate, it's like...
Well, don't take shots for penalty goals then. They're contradicting themselves.
They're still in front, mate. Relax, MG.
No, I'm...
Honestly, relax, mate. Oh, Corey Oates, like all good tough wingers, he shakes it off.
I was only a bump.
Yeah,
must have the magic sponge.
I think he accidentally kneed Felt in the back and he thought he was going to get in trouble for it, maybe.
So 20 metres out, we pack the scrum. Cowboys 14, Broncos 8, Triple M rock in the footy. They are your expert commentators tonight, Mark Geyer and Wendell Saylor. But the Broncos go on the attack again. It comes out to Boyd. Boyd to Asako. Asako taken by Felt. 20 metres out, 19 out, and 15 in from touch. So they go on the attack again, tackle 1. McCulloch gets it away to Alex Glenn, who's been good tonight. He's only 11 metres out on tackle 2. And plays it back now to McCulloch. McCulloch goes across and gets the pass away. Then on to off of Hengawe. He's only three out right in front of the sticks here, the Broncos. Here's McCulloch, goes left, and now Lodge. Lodge for the line, he reaches out. Oh, he'll get there, Matty Lodge. He gets there over for a try, and he gets up favouring his forehead, but referee is going to go upstairs again. Van Ingham will be at midnight with this bloke.
Tackle four. Have a try.
All right, he has a try for Pizza Hut.
No obstruction in the lead up.
No, there's no obstruction.
The referee Atkins has sent this one up to the bunker. Let's have a look at it on the Coates Eye replay, boys. Where's the obstruction?
No, Clifford on Milford.
Or was it Sims on Taumalolo?
Sims on Taumalolo, I thought, yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, next to the post there. Look, did he stop Taumalolo from coming across?
Jason Taumalolo makes a defensive decision to make contact with Corbin Sims.
Yeah.
We are playing on you at this point.
And so did Clifford.
Yeah, got no problems there, boys. That's
basically just rolled out of Cohen Hess's tackle.
And, yeah.
Feeble attempt.
And Tia Maria Martin has got him in the head.
Matt Lodge grounds the ball and is contacted by the knees of Tamare Martin, which is also a penalty.
Oh,
we have a decision.
Penalty try.
Yeah.
Or 8-point try.
Eight point try. Yeah.
Wow. This will be an 8-point try. Tamari Martin's copped the knee in the head. Tamari Martin's delivered a knee in the head, I beg yours, to Matt Lodge. So Tamari Martin's kneed Matt Lodge in the head. Let's just have a listen here. It's a try. Let's have a listen to the referee. Mr. Atkins has been busy tonight, and he's mic'd up for Pizza Hut.
Yeah. Well, we did see that. We saw it. You can't do that, Martin. He came across. Matt Lodge did well there.
He's nearly fucking made the tackle and stopped the try.
Mate, Jason Taumalolo, we've deemed, is making a defensive decision.
A defensive decision?
Yep.
But he's got to go to his inside shoulder.
We've deemed he's made a defensive decision, so there's no disadvantage.
Tamari! No disadvantage.
Now Tamari's been called out.
He nearly stopped the try.
Mate, I've explained the decision.
Yeah, I know, but he nearly stopped the try, so how wasn't he impeded?
Following the grounding of the ball,
you've
hit him in the head with your knees.
Tamari Martin.
It's on report, so got a possible 8-point try.
Okay, it's on report, and we're going to have a possible 8-point try, which means, as I understand it, the Broncos will now get two cracks at goal.
That's right.
Yeah, they will.
First one this year.
Yeah.
14-12, Tamari Martin on report. Matt Lodge went over, Tamari Martin need Matt Lodge to the head. Here it is on the Coates Eye replay. MG, talk us through it.
Yeah, just easily went through Cohen Hess, and then as he's coming in, and obviously Tamari Martin is not a full-time fullback. He's usually a half or 5'8", and he's just come in basically to stop him with his knees, and you're not allowed to do that.
Yeah.
That's an 8-point try every day of the week.
He just slid in there like Ronaldo in the World Cup.
14-12. Here's Jermaine Asako to level us up, and then he'll go to the front of the sticks for an 8-point try, which we rarely see in our game. Cowboys 14, Broncos 12. Here is Jermaine Asako. So that one's gone over. Now we're 14-all, and now we're going to the front of the sticks for another kick.
Well,
here we go.
A game like that has just turned.
Controversy. Controversy reigns supreme at 1300 Smile Stadium as the Broncos get an 8-point try, and now I'll add another 2 points from right in front of the sticks.
I applaud that. I reckon it's the right decision.
Yeah.
There's no problems there. I love this.
Send us a tweet to tell us when the last time an 8-point try was scored in the NRL.
Beautiful.
Yep. There we go, boys. So the tweet's at MMMNRL too. Get us into us and tell us about that 8-point try.
Was it Origin? Oh, the NRL, I suppose you said, yeah. Now, it was an Origin, wasn't it?
Yeah, with 4-20 NRL tweets. That's where you want to get us.
Yeah, there was.
Yeah.
That was a penalty try.
Yeah.
That was an 8-point try.
Okay.
Broncos 16, Cowboys 14. MMM rocking the footy for Ream, Australia's favourite. So it feels like only 5 minutes ago, the Cowboys led the game 14-2. They now trail 16-14.
Of course, Melbourne won the grand final with an 8-point try back in 99.
A penalty try.
Yeah, didn't he have two shots?
No, because it's a penalty try, you have the shot from in front.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So that's a penalty try.
Okay.
Penalty try and 8-point
try. Like Boyd Cordner. In Oregon.
That's a penalty try.
Yeah.
Come on.
Okay, give us your 4-20 tweets. We'd love to get your thoughts on 8-point tries, and we'll get Trevor Middleton onto that, and we'll find out when the last one was awarded in the NRL. There's a classic Kyle Felt kickoff.
I love Trevor.
Darius Boyd gets under it, gives a pass away to Lodge.
Oh, great run.
Lodge takes it forward. Now, all of a sudden, there's some real feeling in this game. McCulloch in there at dummy half. And now, again, the defence up in there. Asiata was, and so too Bolton, the freshman on the field. McCulloch again at dummy half. Now it comes across for Sims. He's taken by Hess. And they'll play it now about 15 metres out. Broncos 16, Cowboys 14 on the Mitsubishi Triton scoreboard. And McCulloch in there at dummy half again. Left side we go now. And a very skinny 10 off of Hengawe will play it 15 short of a halfway. back to McCulloch. McCulloch in and away. No, he's stopped quickly by Cooper. Still their own side of halfway on tackle five. He's lost it, Andrew McCulloch. So now the Cowboys get the ball back and get the chance to go on the attack.
Well, as he's come out, I think he's got a little bit of contact. He's lost the ball, then he's regained it. And that's when the ref knew he dislodged it. Yeah, and I reckon it was Gavin Cooper who put the shot on him. Nice work by Coops. Because as it's come out, it's hit Cooper, and then he's got it back, McCullough.
That's been unhappy 10 minutes for Tamari Martin, who threw the intercept and then gave the 8-point try away.
And then now it's time to unleash the beast.
Yeah, 26 minutes in. Here comes Tavita Pengai Jr.
So we're scrumming it down 10 metres inside the Broncos. Then Cowboys have the feed, I believe. And yeah, young Clifford's about to feed the scrum. Granville has it. And now we go across from Martin onto O'Neill. O'Neill is taken and pulled down by Shibasaki. He'll get up and play it back to Felt. Felt comes back into Martin. Martin tries to go on his own. Lodge stopped him. And he got caught in the old reverse Malachi crunch. Gets up and plays it back to Granville again. Granville goes centre field to Bolton. And Bolton is only 19 metres out from the from the Broncos line. Broncos lead 16-14. Now Granville. Thurston, left side, Tamari Martin. Tamari tries to step inside Roberts. Does so successfully, but Fifita stops him. Five out and five in from touch on tackle four. Cooper, Thurston. Thurston, Clifford. Clifford, Bolton. Bolton into Lodge. And they'll play it 10 metres out on tackle five. Good defence, the Brisbane Broncos, but here comes the last. Granville has it 10 metres out. Goes left to Thurston. Thurston's kick is good. The chase is good too. Oh. Asako gets there and cleans things up and goes over the dead ball line, ball in hand. Tyre Power shot clock's on, 12 to half time.
Well, he did a good job there, Asako, but he just lost his balance at the end now. I reckon there's a chance for him to get out there. But Thurston, he weighs it up perfectly, just runs to the line, puts it in there behind. Beautiful take there by young Jermaine there, but he just stumbled over his own feet then. But beautiful, beautiful work there by Thurston. Nice repeat set.
Yeah, lovely little kick there on the Coates High replay as Triple M rocks the footy.
See that replay there? See if he keeps his feet.
Yeah.
Mate.
Yeah.
Arc right around, just explode.
Now we're going to see a guy, a line drop out.
Well, give me the jet.
And then we'll see the Cowboys go on the attack again. Now this one's going to stop just inside Cowboys' end. Taken on the full, Bolton returns it. And so they'll start the set about 32 metres out from the Broncos' line with 11 minutes left in the half. It's played back to Granville, and Granville goes to, hey, the Ass Man gets his first touch. And he'll play it about 25 metres out, John Asiata. To Granville at dummy half. He gets it away to Thurston. Thurston goes down the centre right side. Taumalolo again.
Great tackle.
But this time Glenn hangs on, and so too Milford. Played back again to Granville. Here's Johnny Asiata. Now Thurston. 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 Oh. Maybe obstruction there. Kicks it out to Geller Mosby, who goes over for a try in the corner. But I got a bad feeling about this one, boys.
I think obstruction, boys.
We're going upstairs. Let's have a listen to referee Atkins.
I have a no try.
No try. Okay.
Please confirm instruction ball for the kick.
Yeah.
He almost gave himself up then, Jonathan Thurston, by stopping.
He runs in behind, and then as he gets behind there, he puts the kick in. So good pass by Asiata, but it goes behind.
Yeah.
And then Captain Cooper. Oh,
Cooper, yeah. Well, this won't be a try, boys.
No way. Mate. Cooper takes two.
Looking to determine at what point the ball is kicked by Jonathan Thurston.
Yeah, there it is. A Coates High replay will confirm a... we used to call it
a shepherd.
Why don't we call it a shepherd
Jonathan
anymore?
Jonathan Thurston has run behind the back of Gavin Cooper and kicked the ball, which constitutes an advantage. We have a decision.
So this will be no try, North Queensland Cowboys. Broncos 16, Cowboys 14. Half hour gone in this game as Triple M rocks the footy.
And it was 3-on-1 there too, so of course it was plenty of damage.
Come on. Goffey. Need to blow the penalty, 23 metres infield.
Okay, penalty's gone to the Brisbane Broncos.
There's a bit of blood there come from Caelan, and it's that log has been bitten by like a Dracula,
yeah.
Apparently.
Oh, that's gold. Yeah, if you
lost
get a shot of that.
Lost boys.
Yeah. So there we go. It is again just a simple obstruction.
But that right side defence by Broncos, you'll be going there all night because it just doesn't look settled.
No.
Now, the Broncos have the ball. Tavita Pengai Jr., who is on the field, gets his first touch. Inside the Cowboys' end, they are again after a good kick. Nikarima goes to Sims. Goodness. The ball is loose. It's picked up by Wallace. Play on, says the referee. Wallace goes for a run. and I beg your pardon, Clifford. And I think he had. We've got a penalty here. A penalty has gone to the North Queensland Cowboys, 15 metres inside the Broncos' end, with 16-14 the score.
Yeah, well, young Clifford did well then too, like a loose ball. As a young half, you've got to jump on that. It's perfect for him. He's not a very big kid. He's a young kid from Tully, and he's going to be one of the futures of this club.
Tully, home of the big gumboot.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah. Ball comes across now. So my cousin used to have the pub at Tully.
What is it? Was it called, Tully Pub?
I think it was called the Top Pub. We used to call Tully's Top Pub, yeah. Anyone from Tully listening, give us a tweet. Now the ball comes across to Tamari Martin, gets it away to Cohen Hess. Hess goes for the line, and he'll play it now 5 metres out from the Broncos line and 15 in from touch. Still Broncos 16, Cowboys 14. Penalty again to the North Queensland Cowboys.
Take the two.
And they'll take the two, I would suggest, and level this up at 16 all, 9 minutes till half time.
But you never know. They're going to take the tap.
What the sucker, blow?
Oh, no. Here we go. No, Thurston's coming in now. He's okay. Yes, down.
Yeah, all right. Well, they're about 15 metres in and 15 metres back to have a shot at goal.
Can I just say this? The Cowboys, I love their women in league jerseys. This is the best jersey they've had.
Yeah, yeah.
Beautiful. Would you call that pink or what would you call that, mauve?
That's
or?
Magenta.
Oh, okay, magenta.
Magenta.
Beautiful.
Car lovers like the Valiant Charger colour, magenta.
I used to have a car magenta.
Oh, yeah.
It was a Ford Probe.
A Ford Probe.
Remember the Probes?
I don't remember the Probe. Oh, was that a big two-door car? Or?
Yeah, it was sexy.
Yeah, get a picture of them. I don't remember a Probe.
It was sexy.
It sounds like an appropriate car for you, though.
A tweet from the V-man, Marky Warren, says that Matt Ridge was the man who used to be instrumental with the knees tackle. That's why he was outlawed.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Mark. Nice to hear from you, old mate. 3 from 3 tonight, Jonathan Thurston. 76%, and now the quick miss kick predictor from Nicorette. 98% from right beside the post. Broncos 16, Cowboys 14. 8 minutes left in the game. Here's Thurston. He puts it right over the black dot. We're 16 all as Triple M rocks the footy for Ream Australia's favourite. Back to the halfway line we go again. Bit of good quality game. Oh, yeah, the Probe.
Yeah.
Big coupe. Big
Ford coupe in the 90s.
Okay, beautiful. Who would you scan that off? You wouldn't have paid for it.
No, I did.
Oh, come on, Wendell.
I did. I was like a young Broncos star then. I think I've just been on the Kangaroo Tour in my second year there. Super League had just come in.
you would add one of those for every day of the week. Back to the halfway line we go.
You know, I used to live with at the time when I had one was Anthony Seibold and I. We used to live together.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You keep saying you know Seibold, and when I ask him about you, he's not as warm and as receptive as you are.
Shut up, mate.
Hello, Seibs. He's listening right now. Here's Bolton. And Bolton will be taken by Sims. 10 metres out, make it 11. 16 all as Triple M rocks the footy. 7 minutes till half time. And it goes across to the ass man who's going to try and get around the tackle of Offahangawe and McCulloch. And he'll play it 15 metres out. And in a dummy half there goes Gramble, who goes short side, gets it away to Taumalolo. Taumalolo taken by Sims. And he drags a couple of them with him. And Pengai Jr. tries to rip one of his arms off, and Taumalolo says, no, you don't, and gets up, and it's a penalty to the Cowboys. What about this penalty count, by geez? It's 4-all now, and I tell you what, it feels like a lot more possession. Cowboys have had 60% of it. We'll get a look at some of those run meters for you at halftime.
Your prediction could be right here, too, the way it's going.
Yeah, both teams in the 20s.
Yeah.
Now Martin, Bolton by taken by Lodge. Lodge can't stop him. Glenn does. And eventually he'll play it about 15 metres, or 25 metres, in fact, from the Broncos line. Here's Clifford back in field to Hess. Hess goes round behind Gramble, and he's still going, Cohen Hess. Now they're 15 out in centre field. Gramble and gets it away to Asiata, who charges forward for the
loses
line.
Loses it.
Knocks it on, does he, referee? Says
no.
Knocked back.
Wow.
Knocked back.
Be cool.
The ass man will play it 5 metres out to Gramble. Just left side Thurston. Thurston to Taumalolo. Six more, says the referee. Taumalolo goes back in toward the traffic. So this must be tackle one. It is 2 metres out from the Broncos line. Gramble left side Thurston. Left again to Cooper. Cooper for the line. Taken by Sims. 2 metres out, tackle two. Broncos, Cowboys 16 all. In a dummy half, Gramble again. Now it comes across. It's loose. It's picked up by Asiata. Taken by Lodge. 9 out virtually right in front of the sticks on tackle 3. Gramble again, right side Thurston. Gets it away to Clifford. He floats a good ball out. No, it's not a good ball. It goes in front of Kyle Felt. Nowhere could he couldn't catch it. And it goes over the sideline. So Broncos get the ball back with 5 till half time. 16 all as Triple M rocks the footy for Ream.
Just an experience there from the young fella, Clifford. He stopped and propped and then passed. So all his momentum had stopped.
hence the ball going 2 metres in front of the winger. If he's just kept running instead of planting that right foot, the ball would have been a lot more free-flowing and would have went into Felt's hands, but he stopped.
Yeah.
Planted his foot in, and basically it was just a silly, an ordinary pass from the young fella.
What about these outfits that referees have got on tonight?
You got something against them, have you?
Look like a sailor suit or something.
Hey, what's wrong with sailor suit?
There's nothing wrong with it, but I don't think you need one to referee a game of football. You look nice when you wear yours.
Thank you.
Now Nikarima, here they go now. Out to Shibasaki. Shibasaki breaks out of a tackle, and they stop. Shibasaki still his own side of halfway. Look at that possession. They've only had 38% of the ball, the Broncos, yet it's 16-all. And now here's Oates. Oates has made a miracle recovery. Gets up and plays it back to McCulloch. Now Lodge. And he gets rid of Bolton. And Granville stops him, though. Still his own side of halfway. Out of dummy half goes Darius. Bounces out of a tackle. Gets it away to Pengai Jr. 12 metres inside the Cowboys end on tackle 5. McCulloch on the last, back to Nikarima. He runs it on the last, and he gets a pass away to Osako. He kicks back in field. And Clifford bats it over the dead ball line. He's having a mixed game tonight. But he gets a result there. It'll be a goal line dropout with 3.5 till halftime. Mitsubishi demo sale is on. Cowboys Broncos 16-all.
Well, he might be having a mixed game, but as a young player, you know, you've got to put things into play. So, you know, the positional play, he was there. He's obviously had two little bites. Did it fumble that first, but it's good that he's there. Oh, and that meant there, Darius Boyd was waiting for it.
Okay, so we got the Tyre Power shot clock on. 4:20 tweets at @MMNRL.
Oh, this won't surprise you.
Bluey from Canna Hooker says, Wendell, how long do you have to keep your shirt in the dryer to get it that tight? Oh, Bluey, lay off! How long do you leave it in the dryer, Del, to get it that tight? Yes. Oh, here we go. What's this one? Here's another good tweet. 3 minutes till halftime. You want to read that one out? Just hang on a sec, Del. Now here's Alex Glenn. Alex Glenn's been good tonight. He's 15 out right in front of the post on tackle 2, 16-all. McCulloch comes left. Gets the ball away to offer Hengawe, who'll play it 15 metres out. He was taken in a beautiful tackle there by O'Neill. Now McCulloch, they're only 15 out the Broncos. Milford got it away to Sims. 10 out right in front of the sticks. The ass man stood in front of him and stopped him. McCulloch right side Milford. Milford, oh, he's taken again. A beautiful tackle by Granville. And this time he drops the ball. So Jakey Granville, he is a quality player, Jake Granville. Sometimes we forget. Two minutes till half time.
Oh, I agree. You know, we talk about the number nines and everyone's talking about how good Damien Cook's going. A couple of years ago, everyone was talking about Granville when they won the premiership, you know. He set that standard through the number nine position there, but also used to go and play fullback in the Intrust Cup.
Here's Bunny Brethren, who's tweeted in. One of the game callers, that'll be Wendell, on Triple M, just said he used to share a house with Anthony Seibold back in the day. Goss incoming. What does that mean? What is Goss incoming?
I don't know.
Hey? Yes, you do. Come on.
No, I don't know. No, but
did you share a house with Anthony Seibold?
Yeah, he was. We both went the Broncos together.
Were you in a relationship with him? Yes or no? All right, now the ball is with...
Show some respect for two of the great Queensland juniors coming through the system back in the day.
Here's Linnett, plays it back to Granville. Granville gets a pass away to Clifford. Clifford gets it out to O'Neill. 1 minute and 20 seconds left in the first half. 16-all on the Mitsubishi Triton scoreboard. Granville at dummy half again. Goes across and gets it to Bolton. Bolton runs it off of Hengawe and Sims, and they stop him. So from the play the ball, it's Granville again. We go left to Taumalolo, who puts the gallop on. And he's taken by Lodge, but it was a good run there. We'll have a look at his run meters at halftime. Left side, here's Asiata, and he got it away to Thurston. Thurston knocks it on, but the Cowboys get a lucky penalty there. I don't know what that's about, because Thurston knocked it on.
Little shoulder charge, I think.
Now, he's had a bad shoulder too, I think, Asiata.
I think he has too.
And he gets up favouring his shoulder. And so the North Queensland Cowboys get a penalty.
Joff and Gower, yeah.
They're sixth of the game.
Yeah, he tightened up there, just no hands in it, just left shoulder, just leads into it, and that's beautiful, that's a penalty. That's a textbook shoulder charge.
40 seconds left in the half. Triple M rocking the footy for Ream Australia's favourite.
I'm loving the music they're playing in the back.
Yeah,
it's nice, yeah.
No, it is. Got the power.
No, it's Criss Cross. It'll make you jump.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh.
What are you, where are you, MG?
I thought it was Snap. We've got the power.
That's what I thought it was, too.
No, listen, no.
We're getting kind of funky.
16-all. 45. Why don't they play a bit of Boss Gags or a bit of Billy Joel? Something old.
Still I can roll for you.
Something good like that. Oh, yeah, that's what they should play.
They'll probably get three tackles here, boys, I reckon.
Play.
30, oh, what, they're going for a shot at gold, are they?
No, they're going to lead in the half.
Oh. Okay, 16 all, 30 seconds left.
Come on.
Time hasn't stopped according to the...
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at.
Yeah, well... I don't know what's going to happen.
Oh, well, they're only shot a goal because
they're on their own side of halfway.
They're about 60 away.
Unless they've got Eric Sims on standby. He is having a shot at goal.
No, stop it.
Kyle Felt. He could kick it that far.
Yes, he could. 100% he could.
All right. I'm just going to have to add some new stats into the Nicorette quick miss kick predictor.
Holy.
And just recalculate and calibrate it.
Oh, what's he, 45 out?
45 out. Yeah. But pretty much right in front. Kyle Felt. Now, the Nicorette quick miss kick predictor, 53%.
Right at home.
So
yeah.
He's his own side of halfway by about 5 metres. Kyle Felt, to try and put the Cowboys in front, maybe 4 metres, I'd say.
This is great.
And here he comes, Kyle Felt, hits it beautifully, launches. It launches. It launches. He's kicked a goal from the other side of halfway by 4 metres. And the Cowboys lead the Broncos 18-16.
And it's very, very nonchalant, like, yeah, no biggie, boys, that's what I do. Yeah.
There was a kid in Super League like that about a month ago.
Yeah.
It was actually more like 5 to 6 metres when I see the side on view.
Yeah, he's kicked that 60 metres virtually on the fly.
Ream is Australia's favourite. They bring us NRL on Triple M. Cowboys 18, Broncos 16. Wendell Saylor, Mark Geyer, Anthony Maroon back to take a look at the first half shortly as Triple M rocks the footy.
Triple M rocks the footy. Thanks to Ream.
To get underway in the second half, Cowboys 18, Broncos 16. Just confirming, Sunday 4 o'clock, we've got Storm Sharks.
Here we go.
We get underway again. There's the kickoff now, and it's... Oh! The Broncos nearly let it go dead. Sims picks it up. 5 out from his own line. That's where he'll play it. 10 metres out. Cowboys 18, Broncos 16. A dummy half, McCulloch goes left side, and he gets a pass away there to Offa Hengawe, who's going to play it. About 20 short of the halfway from the play, the ball they go left side again to Fifita, who'll get up and play. Alex Glenn, I beg yours, back to McCulloch. McCulloch comes back toward the centre and gets it away to Sims, who's taken by Bolton, and so to Taumalolo. So Broncos have the ball to open the second half of this game. McCulloch again goes across to Lodge. Lodge gets it away to Pangai Jr.
First and great tackle.
Gets up and plays it back on the last tackle. McCulloch from 15 out inside the 40. McCulloch kicks. And this one's going to come down right to the arms of Tamari Martin. Thurston is down injured. Thurston is down. We'll keep an eye on that.
It's his wheels, I think. I think he's just got hit in the cags.
Payback. I prefer wheel.
Are you sure?
Here's Linnett.
I think so.
Linnett gets up and plays it back. Now Tamari Martin gets it away to Gideon Gillamosby. And he's going to get up and play it back. Now we're going to stop the game now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Jonathan Thurston's been hit in the jewels, guess, is the best way we can say it.
Especially women, Leroy, let's show some respect.
Just listen to him talk.
And he's in absolute agony.
Oh, yeah, you know what it was? It was his
knee.
Left knee. Oh. Left knee. Tevita Pangai, he brought him down. Remember I said it was a good tackle?
Oh,
he sort of, wasn't it anything illegal?
And look, now that it takes about 2 or 3 seconds for the pain to come in.
He actually might have kicked him in there, actually, the boys, because it looks like he gets up all right.
There it is, Coach High replay. Yeah, it looks like he's okay to there. Let's have a look at it. He gets up. Oh, no, he hasn't got up yet.
Nothing worse.
There's absolutely nothing worse than that. I got hit there in 1983 at the Clovelly Surf Club, and I can remember the pain like it was yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, remember when we were growing up and we used to have the above-ground pools, little three-footers?
Yes.
We have to get the milk crate to step up over them.
Yeah.
When I was about 8, I would get up over the middle of my pool and the milk crate went from under me.
Oh, you know what? You know, just quick.
That's
one.
That's metal too around there.
There's an after pain that would have hurt, MG. Yeah. There's an after pain there because, like, as it hits me, just sort of plays on, then it realises, then he goes, oh, no, my jewel on the ground.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, anyway,
he's back. He's tough.
But in all honesty, nothing hurts worse than that. Here's Gramble in a dummy half.
Love does.
Cowboys 18, Broncos 16.
Good run.
Taumalolo gets just inside the Broncos end on tackle 5. Thurston has the ball. He kicks it. It wasn't his best kick.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with it in the end there. Osako picks it up. Comes back into the field of play. And he's going to get driven back in the in goal.
Oh,
no, he's not. He stops one
very
meter out.
Very lucky Osaka there.
Lays it back to Nikarima. Comes across now to Oates. Oates tries to get up. He's picked up. Gideon Gela-Mosby picked him up, lifted him. He's got away with it. Played back now to, is it McCulloch? No, it's Boyd. But no, I've got my eye on Gideon Gela-Mosby, who's had a real mixed bag today. So here they are, the Broncos, courtesy of Tevita Pengai Jr.
He's not right. He hasn't even broken a tackle tonight.
Ball comes across now to Lodge. Lodge is taken by Taumalolo. 2.5 gone, second half, Beaumont Tiles scoreboard. Cowboys lead by 2 from inside the 40. There's a kick.
Great kick.
Down behind Tamari Martin. Has he knocked it back? Yeah, he's knocked it back, says the referee.
Wow.
And here's Tamari now. Comes up to James Roberts. And he and so too offer Hangawe stop. Tamari Martin, 15 out. Played back to Thurston. And so Kyle Felt tries to bring it out, but the defence is good from Pengai Jr. and Lodge.
It's important for the Broncos now to get their defence right. In a couple of weeks, they're going to the finals. They might not be there if they just leak points as easily about it as tonight.
Here's Granville out of dummy half. Chopped down by Sims, but it was another good run. Inside the Broncos end on tackle 4. Thurston is right. Gets the little pass away to Clifford. Can't get rid of Milford's tackle. And Alex Glenn comes over the top and stops him. About 5 metres inside Broncos end. Played back to Hess, then across to Thurston. And Thurston's kick this time is high, very high. Osako comes out of the clouds with the football, and he'll play it about 19 out from his own line.
There's your rookie of the year, I think, Jermaine Osako. He's scoring points. He's as safe as a bank. He's like he's played grade, first grade for 5 or 6 years. Gee, he's had a good year.
All right, Pengai Jr. now up toward the halfway. Shrugs off a tackle, gets it away to Osako. Osako to Oates. Oates goes straight and hard, and eventually Bolton somehow stops him with S. My geez, two big forwards and they couldn't stop him. Fivey's own side of halfway. Out of dummy half, McCulloch. Now Milford. Milford steps inside. No, he doesn't. He's taken by Asiata, 5 metres inside the Cowboys' end. Played back. They're going to get a penalty here. They're going to get a penalty here. The Broncos on the last tackle. He gives the Broncos a penalty.
Good call, mate. Could have went the other way. Could have went the other way there, MG. Because, mate, Milford didn't actually get up and play the ball.
I think, well, I've seen it go the other way.
We both have, yeah.
50-50.
You probably have too, Maroon.
100%. Asiata. Asiata's got up and given the referee a gobful, and they've been marched 10 metres.
They're going for the 2 points as well. Oh, no, they're not. Here we go, quick tap.
So here go the Broncos, courtesy of Offa Hangawe. 20 out from the Cowboys' line on tackle 1. Triple M rocks the footy for Ream. McCulloch and then Sims. And Sims is 12 out, right in front of the posts. Gets up again and plays it back to McCulloch, who goes left. Lodge, left. Milford. Milford got a little pass away that went forward.
Yep.
That went forward. And referee Atkins is right there. So the Cowboys will get the ball back.
And back chat.
Milford back chatting and Andrew McCullough.
Now,
either one of them.
Yeah. One of the Broncos players have given a little bit of lip. Referee Atkins has given.
Macca.
This is where it should be 5 minutes in the bin. As soon as they sent the word to the referee, 5 in the bin. Don't even.
That'll stop it, mate.
It'll stop everything. I don't know why we don't entertain the thought of having a 5 minute sin bin.
Yeah, well, we used to have, didn't we? When the sin bin began.
But that's just for things like that, dissent.
I'd like to put you in the sin bin sometimes, Maroon.
I think you might need a stint in the sin bin tonight.
Tevita Pengai Jr.'s had 5 runs for 25 metres.
That's very unlike him.
Here's Taumalolo. Taumalolo's taken by Sims. 4 and 20 tweets keep them coming in. Plenty of insults about Wendell's shirt, which is as tight as you've ever seen a shirt. Played back to Granville. Here's the ass man, John Asiata, taken by Nikarima and pulled up just inside the Broncos' end. 6 gone, second half. Cowboys 18-16. Granville, Martin, Linnett. Linnett taken by Osako. But here they go, the Cowboys, who have not had the majority of possession in the second half. They're only 30 out. Asiata, Thurston right side. And Clifford's taken back and Milford stops him, but he lost 10 metres. Thurston at dummy half. Has a little run, then a little kick. The kick goes down. Boyd picks it up quite easily, though. 10 out from his own line, Darius. But can't get rid of the defenders, who will play it now 18 metres out from the Broncos' line. Back to Nikarima again. Now Osako. Osako. He ran into Taumalolo. Was that a shoulder charge? I think you'll find it was.
He's holding his jaw too, just quietly. Have a look at him, Osako.
Shoulder charge.
Oh, that's not good.
Taumalolo on Osako. Osako gets up.
Nah, he's all right.
Favouring the jaw.
geez, you wouldn't want him out back end of the season.
No.
Saka, he's been a revelation this year with the Broncos.
Jason Taumalolo's copped him with a shoulder. And there it is. Once upon a time, we would have said great tackle. But now...
Jeez, he just sort of stands his ground and goes bang. Doesn't use his arms.
He just really just stood there. We would have said in the old days.
You know,
but
when you're like a big bully and you can just do whatever you want, you just think, where are you going, kid? Come here.
Yeah, well, we don't like bullies on this show.
I know.
Del?
I know.
All right.
I've been bullied like when I was at school and that.
The ball comes back now, tapped by Shibashanki and given to Glenn.
Move, Jason!
11. Don't touch me. Here the ball comes across now to Offahango. Get your hand off. 29 metres out from the Cowboys line. G'day to all the truckies listening tonight. We love you guys and girls.
Milkos.
Stay safe, Milkos as well. Ball comes across the lodge.
All the miners out there.
Places. 20 metres out. And the fishermen too.
He lost that.
No, he didn't. Back now to McCulloch. Now Sims. Sims is going to play it 10 metres out from the Cowboys line. Tackle four. He gets up to play it back, and the Cowboys have given away another penalty to the Broncos. This one's right in front of the post.
You take the two here.
And 10 metres out.
I'll take the two. Just take the two.
Even
back
up.
The square, yeah. Just settle it down a bit. 8 minutes into the second half here. They just need to get their composure, get their timing going. It's just not in sync at the moment for the Broncos.
No, 10 from 18. It's 56% completion. It's not...
Okay, there it is again, boys, on the Coates High replay. Simple penalty.
Beautiful work by Corbin Sims. He's been really good impact the last couple of weeks.
Mm.
Two tries last week, probably should have had a hat trick. Controversial double movement. And this week, he's shown some good energy too.
Now,
who's he on it?
Nicorette, quick miss kick predictor.
I think the referee, I think he wanted someone on over at Milford.
Wow.
99%. Milford and Sims are having words there.
Yeah, Milford said, you do your job and I'll do my job.
From right in front of the posts.
I think that's what he said.
Jermaine Asako to add the extras. Right over she goes. We're all locked up again. Beaumont Tile scoreboard. Cowboys, Broncos, 18-all. And remember, if you get into Beaumont's now, you could get yourself a free tool bag, you tradies, because Wendell Tradies...
Get the ladies.
Giddy up. 18-all, thanks to Beaumont Tiles.
Do you reckon, did you have a trade before you were in radio?
No, I have never had it. No, I can't even do man jobs around the house.
No, neither can I.
What do you do? Employ your weakness.
I just have to get a chap to do them, I can't.
Yeah.
What about you? Can you do any jobs around the house?
Yeah.
What do you? I find that hard to believe I've got to say.
Build a set of stairs?
Turn it up. I wouldn't walk up them if you built them.
Yeah, he's got his own shed and all that. So
yeah. Best sheds?
Yeah.
18. Of course you do. You've got a best shed, but doesn't mean you do. You probably get out there and sit in it. Just get out there and sit and have a bit of peace and quiet. Now Lodge is 15 metres out. Gets up to play it back to McCulloch. And the ball comes across to Offahangawe.
Every man needs a shed.
Yeah. Laid back now to McCulloch. Left side to Tevita Pangai Jr. Runs it Asiata. And so we've got a freshman on the field too. I think it's Jensen. Now they get up and play it back. McCulloch comes out left. That is Jensen, who stops him just his own side of halfway. 18-all, 10 gone second half as Triple M rocks the footy for Ream. You're hearing MG, you're hearing Wendell, and I'm your caller Maroon as we rock the footy right across 2018 into the finals and grand final. The Jet has it. James Roberts plays it back to McCulloch. Now Milford is 45 out, puts it downtown over the head of Kyle Felt, goes back, picks it up on his own try line, and Milford's got him, and so too has Sims. Who's 12 metres out. Laid back now to Mare Martin, who got the pass away to O'Neill. O'Neill's been taken in a three-way tackle. And they've got a couple of tweets coming in. This one says, the Triple M commentary box needs a five-minute sin bin for when Big Dell wears skin-tight shirts. Oh, bad seed, you've got no idea. He must have had to line himself with Vaso before he got this one over his chest. And those tweets are all thanks to 4 and 20. Which we love it. We always have a 4 and 20 at halftime. Here's Asiata. Now Bolton. 18-all. Triple M rock in the footy. Bolton has the ball.
You had two tonight. Two 4 and 20s.
Oh, I love
it. You hungry, were you?
I just chowed out. I just whack him in the Mikey.
I know you love to chow down.
I just love to chow. Whack him in the Mikey and then just have him straight out of the microwave. I know a lot of people prefer the oven. I'm happy with the Mikey.
Yeah, I love the Mikey.
The Mikey would be
me. So the Broncos have it just their own side of halfway. Nick Arima, and it comes across now to Shibasaki. What are you looking at me for?
Did he change his name?
Shibasaki.
Nick Arima.
See, we're lucky we got him here if we make a mistake. He'll correct us. Live on air, don't worry. McCulloch, Nick Arima. He gets a pass away to Pangai Jr., who can't get out of the Linnet tackle, and he'll play it 20 out and 10 in from touch. Now we go across McCulloch. Nick Arima, Milford back to Sims. Sims is taken by Gramble, but he hooks one out the back to Nick Arima again. Back into the traffic he comes. Looks to offload, can't get the pass away. Oh, and he'll play it about 12 metres out.
Come to the right, come to the right.
Broncos on the last tackle. McCulloch floats one out to Milford. There's the kick. Felt's back there. He's lost it, Felt. And it gets kicked over the dead ball line. So this will be a goal line dropout again. Tyre power shot clock on. The Broncos are coming for him, Del.
Yeah, well, nice work there by Milford. There wasn't much doing down there. I thought they actually should have went the right. I think there was opportunities down there. But as he goes to the line there, he puts a nice little deft kick in there. Just gets in behind. And as you do, Corey Oates was coming down a million miles an hour on Kyle Felt. And that man there, T. Martin, kicks it dead. Oh, there was plenty of rebounds there. Ankles.
Like a pinball machine.
Yeah. Oh, mate, pinball machines, they're all the go back on the day.
Oh. There he is. There's the dropout. This is a monster. 55 metres, taken on the full there by Darius Boyd. He is lodged now with the ball. I had the highest score on the Playboy pinball machine in Chalmers Street, Redfern in 1980. Now McCulloch at dummy half.
Shock me.
Now the ball comes across now. We've got a fresh man on there for the Brisbane Broncos. It's Mago back on. Play back to McCulloch. Sent across for Milford. Here goes Milford. They chop him down. A couple of metres out. Oh. He gets up to go again. This might be a penalty.
No, he's going
to
get up.
Got to be 10.
Drive back over him.
Okay, Broncos get another penalty in kicking zone. So let's have a look at this on the Coates High replay. I don't know. I thought
Milford got up.
Milford got up to go again.
That's what I thought.
Either way, the Broncos get the penalties, boys. No. They're going to take a tap.
No, replay, boys.
18-all. Here's Mago. And Mago will take the tackle. 3 metres out from the Cowboys line. Played back to McCulloch. Given a Sims, he'll fall over the line from there. He gets over the line. Does he get it down?
He's got it.
Let's have a look at referee Atkins.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, Sims has become a try-scoring machine.
3 tries in 2 games. It could have been 4. That man, he runs hard, Corbin Sims. If you want to stop me, you got to tackle me, boys, because I'm going over the line.
Yeah, great asset to the Dragons next year, the Sims brother joining his brother. I thought they were unlucky there because he went up the run again then. The referee didn't hear the referee, Milford. So it was unlucky that the Cowboys, they got 6 to go, but they could have stopped Corbin Sims there. They should have stopped him. There's 3 Cowboys players there, and he just went straight through them to the score, right adjacent to the post.
Yeah,
Corey Jensen, there was Ben Hampton there, and then Tim Martin, he was there. So, Tim Marie Martin. Mate, great play there by Sims. Well done by Macca too. Brought him onto the ball. Really good angle. What do they call that? They call that the suicide line or something.
Crash line.
Yeah.
The crash line.
Beaumont Tile scoreboard ticks over now in favour of the Broncos again. It seesawed the lead. Broncos 22, Cowboys 18, 15 gone second half. Wendell and so too MG. And from right in front, the Nicorette Quits Mix kick predictor says 100% for Jermaine Isako, who's already kicked 5 from 5 tonight. Makita Cordless Power Garden Range, the landscaper's choice. You might want to get one of those for Father's Day, which is coming up real soon. There's the kick.
Every day for me is Father's Day,
right,
mate.
Over the black
with my beautiful family.
Broncos 24, Cowboys 18. And back at the halfway line we go again. Mr. Wendell Tightshirt Sailor.
Really good play by the Broncos here. They're settling things down here. They know what's at stake. Oh, geez, that was a line ball there too, boys.
Yep.
On the replay then.
A very controversial penalty. And then a line ball on the pass to Corbin Sims, who goes over right beside the post. And as Del said, that's 3 tries in 2 weeks on the Makita stats.
How good's that?
Back to the halfway line again. Broncos lead. Such an important game for this side when you consider, once again, where the Tigers are. I know they're 4 behind, but the Broncos next week take on the Rabbitohs. Here's Mago. He went straight into John Asiata, who gets up shaking and shivering like he's just been hit by a bus. And now this time it's Lodge. Gets up and plays it back to McCulloch. Left side, they go now to Glenn. Glenn taken by Bolton. They got a real spring in their step now, the Brizzy Broncos, up toward halfway on tackle 3. Here's McCulloch, then Sims. They're all Just a tad inside the 10, I thought, there, the Cowboys defenders. Now Sims. Wow, what run. A run from Sims. 15 metres inside the Cowboys' end by the time they stop him. And he'll get up and play it back to come across for Milford to put a kick in. And the chase is good, but Tamari Martin picks it up in the in-goal area and cannot get into the field of play.
Wow. Oh, he does.
He does, says the referee. Play back to Kyle Phil. Look at this defence swarm now. Broncos 24, Cowboys 18, as Triple M rocks the footy. Here's Gideon Gyalamosby, and Gyalamosby will play it 15 metres out on tackle three now. Back to Hampton at dummy half. Goes across to Felt, and he will be playing it now. Good defence again from the Broncos. They've only had four sets in this second half, the Cowboys, and the Broncos have had 10 from 11.
Wow.
Last tackle. Back to Thurston from inside the 40. It comes down.
Oh, nice.
Bounces up play. Awkwardly, but Asako manages to stop it. And Gyalamosby's got him.
Go.
So too left.
Oh.
Well, he's got the rugby union background, Asako, so he didn't panic then when the kick was swirling. Stopped with his right foot.
Played back James Roberts. To James Roberts. And Jensen's got him. Now we're getting Thumper Scott and Tau Malolo back into the contest very shortly. Certainly Thumper Scott, as Shibasaki takes it forward.
Strong kid, isn't he?
He sure is.
Yeah.
Played back to McCulloch. And now Corey Oates. Corey Oates gets dacked, and he's wearing those tradie undies, which I'm wearing myself tonight too. They're very comfortable. McCulloch is there.
He's
back comes
something.
To Milford. Milford gets it away to Nikarima. Gets it away to Pengai Jr.
Oh.
He's in open space. Pengai Jr. goes around. Sticks it down right under the post. Oh, the runaway train. Broncos, we're going upstairs, says referee Atkins.
Five.
He gets it down.
I have a try.
Oh, come on,
on
Mr. Atkins.
I deem that as a defensive decision on Corbin Sims. Can you please review that there's no obstruction?
Oh, that's fine.
Nothing wrong with the ruin there from Tafita.
Nah.
Wow, he's in firing.
Well, we saw Tamalolo. Here we go. Look.
Here it is on the coach's replay.
Nikarima there. Nikarima, short ball there. The decision was a bad decision there from Jonathan Thurston. He turns in there.
What are we even looking at?
Looking
with this
at the Jensen
one.
Play.
Inside there at Corbin.
There is contact, but the Broncos play to the outside and Gavin Cooper is not impacted.
Yeah. Okay, we have a decision.
We're playing through to the grounding.
Davida Pengai Jr. scores a try out of the posts on the Coates Hire replay. Coates Hire, 13-15-52. Broncos will lead this game 28-18.
Yeah, very sensible.
Davida Pengai Jr. grounds the ball in the in goal. We have a decision.
How good was the put down, MG? Yeah, it's like real relaxed. Like,
wasn't it?
Kisses the hand.
I think that's Ben Galea up in the bunker. He's been really good tonight, the bunker. They've allowed for some common sense on the obstruction rule, which I've loved.
Broncos 28, Cowboys 18, as Triple M rocks the footy for Ream, Australia's favourite installer Ream, as Tevita Pengai Jr., don't we love him, steps inside Tamari Martin, plonks her down, thank you very much. He's injured too, hasn't stopped him.
He probably get taken off now. They're 12 points in front, 14 points in front.
Oh, Tamari Martin didn't know what to do there. And, there we go. So this is a kick virtually in front. And this should put the Cowboys, 12 behind. But at this day and age, it's not a winning lead. Possessions evened up again at pretty much 50 each. 25 sets for both teams. And there it is. Broncos 30. Cowboys 18 as Triple M rocks the footy for Ream.
Yeah, I've got to say, mate, well done to the Cowboys fans too. A Thursday night, as we know, they've got travel from far and wide, up there at Torres Strait Islands, out there at Mount Isa, all the farmland there, Innisfail, and they turn up because they love the derby. But well done here by Anthony Milford there too. And Nikarima, that man there, Tevita Pengai Jr. I know you can have Tau Malolo too at full pace, but this Tevita Pengai Jr.
He's going to be good.
He's going to be something special. Yep. Hopefully the Broncos lock him in long term. I know the Roosters were keen on him. Not sure.
No, no, New South Wales are keen on him.
Yeah, I know, but yeah.
I tell you what, boys.
Yeah.
The Broncos.
You can't just do that, mate. He's Tongan, mate.
As the kickoff is taken by Milford. Sent inside the lodge. The Broncos can lock in whoever they want as long as they don't try and lock in Anthony Seibold. Here's McCulloch. And the pass comes across now.
You never know.
Yeah, well, you never know. Why don't they bring back the captain coach? That's what I say. Here's McCulloch. Now the ball comes across to Thaiday in game 300. And Tau Malolo's got him. And there's another player just getting the thighs massaged again. James Roberts will play it back to McCulloch. McCulloch gets it away to Lodge. Lodge is taken by Jensen and played back again. Now 30 points to 18, the Broncos lead. This is Milford's kick. It goes straight down. Stopped by Felton, picked up 5 metres out from his own line. Is this the final? Is this the end of the Cowboys tonight? Remember, they are in their own duel to stay away from the wooden spoon. Geller Mosby.
Yeah, I think the Broncos have stepped it up again now. They know what's at stake. Unless JT gets involved here, they're done.
Well, they just got to hold some ball. Their completion in the second half has been non-existent. And there's still 20 minutes to go.
Hampton. Now O'Neill.
Well, last 20 minutes last week, Thurston really stepped up against the Roosters. They nearly stole, you know, something out of that match.
Okay, played back again to Hampton. Clifford. McLean steps out of a tackle. Gets it back to Taumalolo. Here he goes, the wrecking ball. He takes off, and by the time they stop him, he's about 15 metres inside the Broncos' end. Here we go, baby. 15 to go. 15 minutes to go. 20 to go.
That was last tackle.
Yeah.
Coach Killer. Quick tap's been taken by Taumalolo. Now he's only 20 metres out from the Broncos' line. Hampton gets into dummy half. Goes left side to Thurston. Now Thumper Scott. Here he goes, straight and hard. Pangai Jr.'s got him. It's like two bears having a wrestle. 10 metres out from the Broncos' line on tackle two. 30-18, the Broncos' lead. Cowboys have the
that's
ball.
That's another penalty.
This has got to be a penalty.
Come on, get Sinbin there, boys.
Okay, now Thumper got up and looked at Pangai Jr. And it was handbags at 10 paces. Hampton goes right side, McLean. Thurston half was
thanks
terrible.
Townsville Base Hospital.
Milford will play it back to Hampton, who goes right side again. Clifford gets it away to Hess. And he's going to be pulled down by Shibasanki. Way back to Hampton again. Thurston gets it away to Mari Martin. Gets it away to Lennon. Lennon almost gets through.
Oh, geez. Played back to Hampton. Goes across to Thurston. Kicks into the in goal area. And your man.
I've never had a poor kid's name being called 28 different ways.
Dear. You blokes.
Shibasaki.
Be a bit more professional. Shibasaki is the man who bats it over the dead ball line. 18 to go.
Broncos 30, Cowboys 18. Tyre Power shot clock is on. It's still anybody's game as Triple M knocks the footy. Every time I go to say the name, he looks at me, Wendell looks at me, and it puts me straight off.
That's right.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
I know, that's a hard name, I must admit. When you're not used to it, it's young Chris Stapleton.
I apologise for the unprofessionalism of Wendell.
His mum and dad, you call him about 12 different names.
Here's the dropout. Here's McLean now. Straight into them, but he's going to be taken there by Thiday, and so to Glenn involved in the tackle. Plays it back to Hampton, right side to Thumper Scott, and Thumper Scott runs at Glenn and Milford. 25 metres out, 15 in from touch on tackle two. Hampton, now Taumalolo, and Thurston comes left and gets
forward.
A forward pass away to Cooper.
Oh, Tom Brady. And half forward.
Tom Brady, eat your heart out.
Referee says it's okay. So Gav Cooper plays at 10 out and 15 in from touch on tackle three. And to top it all off, the Cowboys now get a penalty. And it's going to be
the
a quick tap.
This side of the 10.
So
he's got to send someone off soon, boys.
This side of the 10.
Sorry, mate.
He's got to send someone off soon. We've seen too much of this. The Broncos have been getting away with it in the second half.
Where the ruck is, back here.
Now he sends them back to take the tap again. So 17 to go, still anyone's game. That penalty count too, by the way, boys. We'll just get a read on that on our stat sheet there as the ball comes across to Thumper Scott. So penalties are now 9-8, the Cowboys lead. So Thumper Scott, 3 metres out right in front of the post. Hampton goes right side. Clifford changes direction to Thurston.
Oh,
and then Taumalolo is 10 metres out right in front of the post. Blade back to Hampton. Right side to McLean. Again, that pass was dodgy. They're only 2 metres out, the Cowboys. Played back again. Hampton tries to have a run on his own, but he just doesn't have the strength in the upper body and the legs. He'll play it 1 metre out. And Tamari Martin floats one out now to Clifford. And then O'Neill. And then to Kyle Felt down the wing. He's got to score, Kyle Felt. He goes over in the corner. Oh, he did so well. And they're going to go upstairs again. What a massive shot that is.
Well, Kyle Felt, he knows how to score a try. And young Shibasaki, he had an opportunity there to tackle him, and he misses him. As a young kid, you get a bit nervous there one-on-one. Great work by Kyle Felt. Just takes a young bloke to school there. And Kyle Felt,
yep.
he doesn't miss
Kyle
those.
Kyle Felt remains in the field of play, okay. And grounds the ball. We have a decision.
Broncos game 30, on. Cowboys yeah. 22 on the Beaumont Tiles scoreboard.
See when Kyle Felt dropped there? He dropped and Shibasaki dropped with him. And that put him off.
30 points to 22. 17 or 16 minutes left in this game. Kyle Felt goes over in the corner on the Beaumont Tiles scoreboard.
Well done by Jake Clifford there. He just put it through the hands. A perfectly timed ball. Long ball from Tamari Martin out to Clifford. And then he drew. O'Neill was the one who threw the good ball. Catch and pass. And young Shibasaki would leave. He's going to learn a lesson there. Yeah.
Take that space. He's got to keep pushing there.
Yeah.
Let him put a move on him there.
He watched him, didn't he?
Yep. He had nowhere to go. He should have just kept driving. Once you stop, then you give him a chance to get that fend into your chest. It's a lesson for the young bloke. We've all been there. And that's not Kyle Felt they showed on the screen there. It was young Clifford.
51% says the Nicorette quick miss kick predictor for
I'll back him in here.
Jonathan Thurston right on the sideline. Broncos 30, Cowboys 22. Here comes Jonathan's kick. Oh. It's coming around. It's not going to come around enough. It sneaks in behind the posts.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's similar to the grand final kick.
Broncos 30, Cowboys 22. 15 and a half to go as Triple M rocks the footy with MG and Wendell.
8 points, boys. What are you thinking, MG? Do you think this could be a this could be a thriller?
Well, as long as he's on the field, JT, anything's happened.
Anything Tal Malolo through there. Wow. Three or four at a time.
Ever since he's came back on.
Just wait, Jermaine.
Let's have a look at Tal Malolo's run Stand meters. Back. 199.
Come on, JT.
He only needs one more meter for you to get your Jack Link's bowl prediction, MG.
Oh, he's got 16 minutes to go.
He'll be fine, mate. Probably need to give him a rest now.
There's the kick off.
Just don't give it to Jimmy Jett.
And Jordan McLean for the Cowboys. We're talking about the women in league jersey that the Cowboys are wearing. Beautiful. I said the colour in it is magenta.
Yeah. Cerise.
Cerise is the colour. Yeah,
there Cerise we go. There's JT's 200 metres.
Laid back now to Hampton and Clifford. Oh, he almost weaved his way through. And he'll play at 15, his own side of halfway and 10 in from touch. And they get a penalty, the North Queensland Cowboys.
Well, so, not much of a young Clifford here, but he's got all the skills, got all the attributes. He'll grow.
I love the way, for a young guy, he doesn't overplay his hand.
Yep.
He just slowly does it, steady does it, and he's going to be a good girl. He's going to be a real good.
He is, mate. I should have seen him in the Queensland 20s match. He was
good?
Yeah, he was very good, mate. He scored their first. I think he scored two tries in that game, and he was really composed throughout.
So Jordan McLean, the Cowboys have it. Now 15 out and centre field. Scott gets it away to Cooper. He must score, Gavin Cooper. Can he get the ball down? Yeah. He does.
Whoa.
So they go back to back here, the Cowboys. Broncos 30, Cowboys 26. Beaumont Tiles scoreboard.
Well, how did that happen? 1 minute they're scoring a try. Next minute they're getting the ball from the kickoff and they're going it over again. That's 6 in a row for Gavin Cooper. 6 weeks in a row he scored tries. After a pretty quiet start to the year as far as try scoring goes, that's his 10th. And just a big man on a little man. Straight at Nicarima. He had to do a little bit of work too in the end.
Well, Tavita Pangai got himself in no man's end, if you ever look at short there. Just got himself in no man's end, didn't offer any help there for Nicarima. So he must feel bad then. But Nicarima also pushed up in front of him.
Yeah, well.
Wow. And there's still a long way to go in this game. This is, as you said, Del, last week. This is the Broncos, the Cowboys from last week against the Roosters.
Right on, Cowboy.
Nicorette quick miss kick predictor 94. Jonathan Thurston kicks it. Broncos 30, Cowboys 28. Oh, we've got a game on our hands on Triple M NRL. 13 to go, 2 points in it. And so far, 58 points scored in this game already. By geez, it's been entertaining in parts.
Yeah, well, we saw that from the start. We knew they were going to throw it around and do some stuff, both teams. The Cowboys changed it up. I thought about 5 minutes ago the Cowboys were gone, but you know what? For their fans, they've found something, and this is what local derbies do.
Yeah.
Stay back! Just wait!
Now, back to the halfway line we are again to Broncos to get us underway.
But need to get shoulders on here, the Broncos.
Time on.
Only 2 points in it. There's the kickoff.
13 to go.
They can't get a penalty in this set of six on Broncos. That's what...
Here's Matt Scott. He's taken by Fifita, who is back on the field. David Fifita. Bramble is in dummy half. Gets it away to Tal Malolo. This time he's taken by Offa Hangawe. And so too Shibasaki.
Jeez, a good player. Wow.
Played back to Bramble. Bramble gets it away to McLean. and he's taken by Thaiday.
What are you laughing at, Maroon?
I'm not laughing at anything. Play back to Granville. Then it goes across to Thumper Scott. Now it's Jonathan Thurston. 30 points to 28. Broncos lead, 13 to go. And in a dummy half, it's Granville. Goes back toward the centre and gets it away to McLean. McLean has a little trot on his own. Thaiday pulls him down just inside the Broncos' end on tackle five. Last tackle. Back it is for Clifford. Massive kick. Up she goes. Comes down. Asako takes it. No drama. And then he dropped it. And then he dropped it. But the Broncos get a penalty.
JT tackles him and then makes a play at the ball.
Jonathan Thurston tackled him and then stole the ball out.
Yeah.
You've got about 10 metres.
Boys, Beaumont Tiles. Tradies getting to a Beaumont store to find out how you could get a free tool bag, you tradies.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a fair dinkum penalty there to the Broncos.
Yeah, JT, the tackle was complete and then he tried a little sneaky as a little deadly Thurston does, just knocks it out. But
bit of frustration there from JT. Yeah.
There's about 100 cameras around JT, not getting away with that. Not even a field goal.
Last time the Broncos had the ball, I think they were leading 30 to 18, am I right, boys?
Yes.
Correct.
The Jet takes the tap, stands there, and Kane Linnett pulls him down.
The Jet was stationary.
What a bizarre game this has been. But entertaining.
Here's Slam and Sam Thaiday in game 300.
The two old timers come out together.
Played back to McCulloch. Lodge now has the ball, and the Broncos, for the first time in a long time, are in Cowboys territory as Triple M rocks the footy for Ream, Australia's favourite. McCulloch goes left to Milford. Back in field to Darius Boyd. Darius goes across field. Does he straighten up? No, he doesn't. He does, yes. Gets it away to Fifita. David Fifita's only 19 out. Good run. 19 out, 20 in from touch. McCulloch goes short, comes open, puts a kick in. Referee has called it back. He's called it back and given the Broncos a penalty, but off the play, Milford has scored a try. Had he played the advantage, Wendell, Broncos have scored a try, but he didn't play the advantage.
He got to play the advantage. We saw something similar, Melbourne Storm against the Dragons earlier in the year when Josh Adokar scored. Mate, really good play, really good vision there.
But do the Cowboys pull up when they hear the whistle?
No, they don't.
Let's have a look at it on the Coates High replay.
Really good play by Macca. Macca comes out, has a look, puts a kick in behind. Everyone's still alive there.
No, perhaps Tamari Martin pulled up.
No, he didn't.
Did he, MG?
No, he didn't. He didn't.
Well, anyway, he's called it back. No try. So just to be clear, Broncos, he didn't play the advantage for them. They would have scored. Instead, they get the penalty. They lead the game 30 to 28. There's 10 to go. Now, McCulloch and Lodge. Goes at Granville, goes at Hess. Lodge is still going. Five out. Gets up to play it back. Just to the left-hand side of the uprights. McCulloch is a dummy half. He goes and gets a pass away. Dive for Hengawe. McLean stops him. 3 metres out on tackle two. Now he's right of the post. Plays it back to McCulloch again. McCulloch goes for the line. Can't get through. McLean stops him right in front of the sticks. And 2 metres out on tackle four. Now Milford. Right side. Nikarima. Nikarima goes on his own. Evades two. Pops the pass back to McCulloch. Now James Roberts. Left side we go. Pengai Jr. gets a pass away. Shibasaki is pulled down. 12 out and 10 in from touch. Plays it back on the last. Comes across on the last. Milford puts a kick in. Tamari Martin looks at it. Looks at it. And eventually it goes dead. Zero tackle, I think, 20-metre reach. Goal line dropout. Goal line dropout. He's saying that Thurston's taken the ball dead. Goal line dropout. Broncos get the ball back.
Well, Thurston shattered it. He did all the right things. And then as Fifita comes into it.
Well done, Grant Atkins.
Yeah, he puts his body into Thurston. That's a fair play.
Goal line dropout.
Goal line dropout.
Yep. Reviewed. Goal line dropout. You're on the clock.
Yep, that's fair play. You got to put your body over there.
Yep.
And shadow it over. Well, you got to be ready for that contact.
Goal line.
Beaumont Tiles.
Chris Peter's got to play at the ball.
Okay,
that's a big play.
Anybody's game. 8.5 to go. 2 points separate. A high scoring game of rugby league.
Broncos just need to just compose themselves. Settle it down here.
Good crowd here tonight. I don't think we've had a reading on it as yet. There's the dropout. It's a beauty. It's a beauty. Darius picks it up. 10 metres inside his own half. Gets a pass away to Lodge. Lodge is taken by Cooper. Played back to McCulloch. McCulloch gets the pass then onto Offahengawe. Offahengawe will play it now. 15 metres inside the Cowboys' end. Back to McCulloch. Thaiday. The ball is now with Pengai Jr., who got rid of Matty Scott. 20 metres out. Make it 19 by the time they stop this big fella. plays it back to McCulloch. Back toward the centre is Milford. Milford's kick goes through. Tamari Martin cleans it up. 2 metres in the field of play.
Third tackle.
What are you doing, Milf?
Plays it back to Thurston. Here's Gideon Gelamosby. Gideon Gelamosby is taken by Shibasaki. 12 out on the Coatsire replay.
I don't understand what Milford was trying to do
there. That was bizarre.
That was a brain explosion.
Third tackle.
So the Broncos have the ball. Broncos, I should say, are defending now. They lead the game by two with 7.5 to go. Played back to Granville. It goes across to Taumalolo, who almost found a little gap to drive his way through. He's pretty much right on the halfway line as he plays it back to McCulloch.
Oh, wow.
McCulloch gets a pass back behind Clifford. Clifford then gets it away to O'Neill. O'Neill's got a bit of room to move. He's gone right through, and he puts a kick in. Felt chases, but the ball is kicked over the sideline there by a Broncos player, Nicarima. So I don't know what this will be. I think it'll be a return to the ball for the Cowboys goal line dropout.
Yep.
They come terribly close there. Broncos 30, Cowboys 28. Yeah. 6.5 to go. They're going to win this, the Cowboys, I think, boys.
Oh, Jake Clifford again. The young kid's showing a lot of poise for his age tonight. Him and Justin O'Neill have been causing some good damage in this last 15, 20 minutes for the Cowboys on the right side. And Broncos 30, 28 with 7 minutes to go. A full setback the Cowboys have with a rampaging Taumalolo ready to snap.
Well, you know what? They never let you down these games, the Broncos and the Cowboys. We saw the other one earlier in the Suncorp Stadium.
Stop the clock.
The clock is stopped.
Stay behind.
6 minutes and 10 seconds left in this game. Broncos 30, Cowboys 28. There's the dropout now.
Well done.
Oh, jeez.
Picked up, given to Matt Scott. So the Broncos are now going to play this set from 25 metres out from the Broncos line. The Cowboys will play this set now. The ball comes back in field for McLean. McLean has taken in a good tackle there, though, and can't get free, but still makes good metres. Cowboys are 11 out on tackle two. Granville, Taumalolo. Inside the 10 goes Taumalolo. Turns to pass, gets it away to Granville. Granville to Thurston, now Cooper. Thurston on the run round, floats one out to Gillian Gelamosby, who comes back in field. Going across field is Gelamosby. Tries to straighten up, gets rid of one, gets it back to Taumalolo. Taumalolo for the lie.
Oh.
He's only a metre out. They trail by two, the Cowboys. 5 minutes and 20 seconds to go. Granville is there, right side Thurston. He floats one out to his winger, Kyle Felt, down the sideline, steps back in. They stop him. He's 5 metres out, a couple in from touch. O'Neill. Back to Clifford. Clifford to Thurston. Will Thurston kick? No. He gets it back to Scott. Scott gets it then onto Tamari Martin. He heads out right side again. Does a little step. Sends Cohen Hess back infield. He's 10 out. Cohen Hess.
Oh, great tackle. Boy,
they stop him. 2 metres out. It's the last tackle. Granville. Ordinary pass to Thurston.
Pass.
Picked up for Cooper. Cooper puts a kick in. And Isako picks this up and defuses the situation. He'll take the tackle 1 metre in the field of play.
Well,
Broncos 30, Cowboys 28, 4.5 to go.
Well, the Cowboys had plenty of chances at the Broncos. All hands on deck. Really good defence there under pressure. But now they need to get out of this danger zone.
Now Isako, he's only 9 metres out.
A new penalty.
Plays it back to Nicarima. Goes across now to James Roberts. Roberts gets out of a tackle. No, he doesn't. He's 15 metres out. He plays it back to Isako.
Oh.
Isako throws it back inside to Corey Oates.
Got the bullet there, didn't he?
And Oates will get up and play it back now to Roberts. And now the kick comes. And it's not a good kick.
Who was that?
I think it was Shibasaki.
It was. The young kid, yeah.
Shibasaki.
Yeah.
Now Felt. Shibasaki comes in to make the tackle. 18 metres.
Give it.
Inside.
He had a brain explosion.
He did. Was that tackle four?
It was an ordinary kick too. And the result of it is Taumalolo has the ball about 21 metres out from the Broncos line. Played back to Thumper Scott. Thumper takes it forward and he'll be stopped by McCulloch. 10 metres out on tackle three. Here's Granville. Taumalolo. Thurston. Back it comes to Tamari Martin. He's only 7 metres out. 30-28. 3.5 to go. Granville. Thurston. Scott. Scott stands there. And he's easy pickings there for the likes of David Fifita.
Cross kick for Cole Belt.
Okay. Now, Broncos 30-28. Last tackle. Granville. Thurston's kick. In. Oh, it's been put down. Picked up by Cohen Hess. He gets a try, Cohen Hess.
Wow.
Cohen Hess gets a try for the Cowboys. It was fumbled by Nicarima, I think you'll find. Let's have a look at the referee, Atkins.
Milford fumbled.
I have a try.
Yeah.
I just want to confirm onside from the kick chase.
I feel so sorry for the young kid, young Gamet. He kicked that ball, put him in a good position. Look at the kick, that's fine. Play on.
No, the Cowboys' kick chase is onside.
10 metres out. Thurston grubber kicks through. Milford, the ball just...
He's knocked backwards by Anthony Milford.
And then Drago comes through and jumps. Cohen Hess. Does he get it down cleanly?
Yeah, that's fine.
Cohen Hess takes possession cleanly.
And
wow. And downs the ball in the end goal. We have a decision.
The Cowboys will take the lead, boys, with 3 minutes left in this game.
And the Tigers fans are going, go you Cowboys!
Yeah, yeah.
Cowboys 32, Broncos 30. Now remember, they trailed 30-18, and now they lead 32-30. 2 minutes and 50 to go on the Beaumont Tile scoreboard.
They were trailing 30-18, then one man come on. Talalolo.
He turned the game. Made it about 240 metres here. But, you know, in all this, boys, the Cowboys have found that attitude. Never give up, never give in here. But I feel sorry for the young guy, young Gamet there. He put the kick on the fourth tackle, and then he was involved in that trying to knock it dead as a young kid. Oh, it's not his fault.
But
the Broncos, yeah.
You learn things. Look at the Cowboys box.
Yeah, Greeny, run him, Cowboys.
Cowboys 32, yeah. Broncos 30. Now,
young Shibasaki, unlucky.
Shibasaki makes a terrible error with a kick. And 2 minutes to go. This will be a conversion by Thurston. Two to go. They just need to hang on here, the Cowboys. You Tigers fans, you mightn't have had a great week, but you're still alive in the fight for the top eight. Broncos now trail by four, and there is 2 minutes left in the game.
Oh, they're going to need this short kick there, but you've got to do it properly because I know that the Broncos have been very good at this. And if you're going to do it, you've got to get either Darius Boyd or Jermaine Sacco. No, I don't even know about Oates. Mate, I suppose after last pick, I don't know.
Yeah, he said that.
What a turnaround.
Unbelievable.
What a turnaround. What a game it's been.
It is.
64 points. So entertaining.
Wait! Stay behind.
Back at the halfway line again. What a boil over. You know what? Cowboys. There's a short
kick
off.
Here we go.
Short kick off, but it's taken by Felt.
All over it.
So they lead by four, the Cowboys.
Game over.
Kyle Felt takes a short kickoff. Well, they should get the ball back one more time.
Not for once. There'll be three tackles.
Three or four tackles.
Yeah.
Here's Linnett. And they take it nice and easy, the Cowboys. Oh. They've hung in there. A gritty win. And I think this might be their second win in 3 weeks. And it might be the second one they've absolutely pulled out of the fire.
Well, they took it to the Roosters last week. And you thought they might have came home there.
Now Granville. Here he is, the man of the moment, Jason Taumalolo. But the Cowboys have plucked this one out of the fire. Is there a miracle in the Broncos? I don't know. Granville, Thumper Scott, I don't think so, though. But it's tackle five, and there's 1 minute left in the game. So they need to end this set off nicely, the Cowboys. Granville to Thurston, what'll he do? He just kicks in behind. Pressure on Darius Boyd. He'll take the tackle 2 metres in the field of play.
Five tackles.
55 seconds left. There's your man Shibasaki. Back to Corey Oates. 11 metres out. He'll get up and play it back. Thaiday. It comes across to Pengai Jr. Milford. He floats one out to Osako. Out here on the wing. He takes the tackle 21 metres out. 38 seconds left in the game. Cowboys 34-30. Milford. Back infield for Fafita. Fafita's taken by Cooper. And that's tackle four. There's 30 seconds left. McCulloch, Nikarima, Milford. And then it goes to Boyd. Boyd gets it away to Shibasaki. And he'll play it just inside his own half on tackle five.
Here we go.
Here's Darius Boyd. Across he goes to Milford. Milford gets it away to Nikarima. He's got a bit of room to move, Nikarima. He gets it away to the jet. Oh. Then it comes out to Osako. Down the sideline he goes. He kicks back in field. Oh. Tamari Martin stands his ground, takes the ball. It's full time.
What a game.
Cowboys have caused an absolute boil over at the end here. Cowboys 34, Broncos 30. It's full time as Triple M rocks the footy.